As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to turn towards the scriptures. We'll be reading in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. The words can be found on the screen up above. It says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? Or and when was it we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it when we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, you who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are grateful for this time together in worship this morning. We're grateful for the community of faith that you have called together, those gathered, those online, those who are present, and those who are not able to be here today. Lord, we give you thanks for the community of faith. God, this morning we are thankful to know and hear our call as we live out the ways of discipleship in the world around service to our neighbors, service to those in need, to be present with those who are hurting, and to live out the dreams that you have for us as your people. So Lord, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me and through a conversation that you would open our hearts and minds to big dreams. In Christ's name, amen. So this morning, we've been talking about dreaming big over the last few weeks, utilizing this book, Dream Big by Bob Goff. And over the last 4 weeks, we've been talking about like God's dreams and kind of how does that happen, and then like parts of the process of clearing the path and like being able to find ways that we can follow God's dreams, and sometimes we have to put things aside or in order to do so. And we've talked about expectations. We've talked about setbacks and obstacles that may come along the way and how to grow from those and push through and following God's dreams. And so I feel like a lot of the last 4 weeks, you know, we've been talking about this stuff and it's probably been all up here. And so like, I feel like sometimes we talk about things and it's like, but how does that matter? And you know, what do I do with this? And how do I grow from it and learn from it and put it into action? And so as I was kind of thinking about how to do that, or maybe someone who's been able to live out a dream, I thought about my friend Rob Kane, who is a member here, comes to church here, and his organization called Street Soccer USA. And so I messaged him and asked if he would be willing to kind of share his story of the big dream and how it's come to life. So the kind of the chapter that Bob Goff has is landing the plane. So how do we take, you know, all of this stuff that we you know, dream about and think about and, you know, put on paper and conversations and everything else? And how do we take all of that and put it into real action in the world around us? And so I asked Rob to come and to be with us this morning. And so, Rob, you can come on up. Rob and I are going to have a little conversation. We didn't rehearse this, except at the 9 a.m. service prior. So, where's your coffee? I brought a coffee table for us today. Hold that down so it turns green. There we go. All right. Got it? All right. So this is Rob Kane. He runs this really cool organization called Street Soccer USA. And so, Rob, tell us a little bit about the organization, kind of what caused you to found it, create it. How did you come up with this dream?
Okay, so yeah, thank you guys for letting me speak for a few minutes. The organization, as JJ said, is Street Soccer USA. Our mission is to fight poverty and strengthen communities through soccer. And so what that means is when we started, my brother and I come from a big family with four brothers. And when we were kids, our family's house burned down. And rather than that be something that left us homeless or without, it was actually and looking back on it, it was a really affirming kind of like understanding of the support and safety net that we had of just like friends and families that supported my family during that hard time. And then, you know, soccer coaches came and picked us up for practice, and our friends gave us clothes, and, you know, life felt pretty normal and kind of a crazy situation. And then you fast forward, and I played college soccer, and my brother and I were, you know, down at a soup kitchen doing some volunteer work, and we were seeing a lot of kids who were like aging out of foster care and running away from home and ending up on the street. And we were like, you know, who did we rely on more than our teammates or trust more than our coaches growing up playing soccer? And in this context, like creating a team would be a cool way to get to know people and build relationships through a shared experience. And it really started by taking something I was passionate about that was a big part of my identity and my growing up, which was soccer, and how do I apply that to help and serve others? And so the sense of belonging in a place where people didn't have it, and we tried to create that safety net for our original team members, and have now grown it, and we're in 20 cities, and we do a lot of work with low-income youth and refugees and all sorts of different folks who don't have a team to be a part of.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is my son, Pierce. Hey, Pierce. At the 9 a.m. service, so he's a little antsy.
Yeah. Come join us, Pierce. So what were, you know, as you were dreaming this up, what were your kind of expectations of what you were creating? And as you began the journey, how'd you set those expectations? And kind of how do you set expectations today as you've kind of grown and evolved and what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, I think, I mean, expectations initially were, you know, I didn't have any visions of creating some national organization or anything like that. It was more about expectations that we had for each other as coaches or as players, and kind of making sure that we were valuing and nurturing and caring for those relationships and not trying to get too far ahead of ourselves of what we could see around some corners of what we could do. But trying to push, focus on the practical, like what can we do with an individual participant or team member to move their life forward. But also think big and push people's expectations about what is possible.
So, and clearing the path was another part of the dreaming big process. What were you doing at the time of your dream, and did you have to change at all in order to move forward with this dream?
Yeah, I mean, I've this has been my career since I graduated college, and I've had a couple of detours along the way to try to hone my, you know, professional skills to be able to lead an organization, and got a master's degree along the way. And, you know, but it started as just like, I need to get a job after college. What am I going to do? And how can I marry? I was like leaving behind a life of playing soccer from when I was this guy's age until I was, you know, graduating college and walked off the field and was like, okay, I just did that for my entire life. Like, what does this mean? How can this still be a part of my life? I don't necessarily want to play in adult rec leagues or whatever, but it was a way that I found, oh, okay, I can apply something that I'm, you know, kind of passionate about and it's been a big part of my life and have it have an impact in other people's lives.
So, in talking about setbacks that we, you know, setbacks will come along the way, what setbacks, challenges, obstacles have you experienced along the way, and what are some ways in which you've grown through those setbacks?
Well, I have setbacks every day. I think that's not unique to, you know, the work that we do. But I think it's having, you know, there's in a nonprofit, there's fundraising and there's staffing and there's, you know, how we were employees of another organization, the Urban Ministry Center, and then we became our own nonprofit. And then all of a sudden you're dealing with, you know, how do we sustain this and grow it when you're building and intervening in people's lives and you're helping other cities start programs, and all of a sudden, you know, that's a big responsibility. But I think ultimately for me, it's been about my faith and my belief in what we were doing was impactful and meaningful. And so I think that's helped me be able to kind of see those as bumps in the road, but see the big picture and the long term and have the kind of will and determination to continue and stick with it.
So a lot of what you're doing through the Street Soccer USA, you know, is with some of the folks that we read about in the scripture this morning in Matthew 25, you know, when it talks about those who are in need, those who are hungry and thirsty or in prison and need clothing and such. And so a lot of what y'all do through Street Soccer USA is provide a place for some of the folks that we read about in that scripture. But how do you see this dream aligning yourself with your calling from God? Like, you know, I lead a church here and do this, but how, you know, you're doing something different. And so how do you see that, you know, aligning yourself with the calling from God?
I think it's, you know, my belief and my faith is about, you know, treating others how you want to be treated and looking after your neighbor. And I think this is a way that maybe what life is about at the end of the day, of just caring for others and being of service to others. And I was able to find that through something that I connected with. It was that I was passionate about and something that I've always made me feel, you know, seen and a part of something, being on a team. And I think we can all find that in our life, of whether it's, you know, have to lead a church or do, you know, run a nonprofit organization working with folks, but you can be that in your community and be that in your neighborhood and in your school or at your place of work, of connecting and really seeing people and having a genuine curiosity about their life. And that, you know, that keeps life interesting at the end of the day. And that's how I kind of feel like I live out my faith, is trying to invest in relationships and, you know, being a servant to others when I can. But of course, you know, that's a challenge that we all have. We all have setbacks and hard things, and we, you know, don't have our best days. We're not always our best self, but it's coming back to your faith and back to, you know, trying to show up in the world where you can be of service to others.
So dream big is like one of the parts is setting absurd expectations. Like that is wild. You know, do you have any wild dreams that y'all are working on right now at Street Soccer USA?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great point. I think that we're always trying to challenge people's perceptions of like, who are the homeless and like, where are they? What are you capable of, and what can your life be? And so we always were like, let's try to do something that's going to be like it's going to be wild. Like we decided, we were like, let's have a soccer tournament in Times Square in New York. How could we figure that out? That would be incredible. It would shine a light on the work that we're doing, and it would put our work on like on a pedestal, and people would be able to see it. And we were able to like pull that off. And some of you might know the World Cup is coming to the U.S. or to North America next summer. And so we had an idea. We wanted every one of our cities to have a home field in one of their neighborhoods. So we, not uniquely named, we said we're going to build 26 fields for the 2026 World Cup. And we were able to get some partners like Visa and Bank of America. And this is like wild for me to say, because literally we started just kicking a soccer ball around with some folks at a soup kitchen. And then now I, you know, sit up here with a logo and a apparel sponsor and these partners like Visa and Bank of America, which is amazing. But we are building 26 fields around the country. We've built 4 of them. I'm currently in between session, the morning service, and right now was talking to a construction team in New York who was laying turf down for our field in New York City. And we're doing one in Nashville, and we're building one here in Austin. I'm still looking for the land for, and all of the host cities, so also Dallas and Houston. So it's going to be an awesome dream, or it has been an awesome dream come true for us, but most importantly, we know that there's going to be thousands and thousands of kids that are going to have a home field in their neighborhood. One of the biggest challenges to play, it should be for everybody, but some you might have kids that you have to drive to the fields, and you were telling me you're driving to San Antonio and all over the place. Sports and community and togetherness can happen in a neighborhood, in a safe place. And so we're building these fields in the neighborhoods where we're working. So moms and dads and, you know, single parents who are working a job know that their kid is down the street with their street soccer coach in a safe place to play. And so we're building 26 of those, if we can get it done in time. And I've now added to my tool belt a little construction management, project management degree. So if I can get it done, we'll have them all. We'll have 26 of them by the time the World Cup kicks off, and hopefully you guys can come out to the one we build here in Austin.
That's awesome. Trustees committee. Anyone in trustees committee? No, I'm joking. might be a new trustee committee member here. No, I'm joking. So it's great to have you. I didn't just like go find Rob for today and bring him in. He's a member of this church and. Him and his family, and so we're grateful for that. But how can this church, you know, learn more and continue to support Street Soccer USA and helping you accomplish the dreams that God has in store for Street Soccer USA?
Thank you, and thank you guys again for your time. One thing I wish I had mentioned this morning is if anyone's like kind of curious about this work, there's a feature movie called The Beautiful Game. It's on Netflix. There's like actors and, you know, it's a whole thing. And we're a part of this international network, and we go every year and we take 8 men and 8 women to an event called the Homeless World Cup. It's actually an international soccer tournament. There's like 500 players in 50 countries, and they made a movie about it. So go watch that. You can see the coach's role was basically my life for the first, you know, 10 years of my career. It'll probably pull a tear from your eye. It's an amazing, amazing movie. There's also a documentary called Kicking It that you will see me in the background quite a bit.
As kicking it?
Kicking it, okay. Yeah. And about 15 years younger. But you can go to streetsoccerusa.org. Just come find me or get my contact info from JJ. We're always looking for volunteers, whether that means coming out and being a part of the practice or you have professional skills that you want to loan to the organization or serve on our local board here in Austin. There's a lot of ways to get involved. You don't have to have a soccer background. Love to hear from any and all of you.
Yeah. So Rob's also been able to connect with folks over at the St. Mark property in the Walnut Creek neighborhood. And there's a neighborhood soccer group there. And so we've been able to connect with them and creating space there on the St. Mark property for soccer to happen. I think they had their first thing yesterday. I wasn't able to be there because I was running my kids around Austin and New Braunfels for soccer, but
we got some balls donated from the All-Star game that was here, and then I referred to them a Boy Scout that built them 4 benches, player benches, and we got some goals, and yeah, so
that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
So I think a big part of, you know, dreaming big and dreaming come true is being able to share your story and to allow God to speak through you to the community around us. People, you know, don't need just more information. They need to hear your story and the ways in which God has impacted you and loved you and how you are called to then go love others selflessly. And so Matthew 25 talks about this and the ways in which we live our lives and service to others in the community around us, those who are in need, and those who just need to know about God's deep love that he has for each and every person. And so as we finish up kind of dreaming big, I hope this continues to inspire you and how God's at work in your life and my life to influence the world around us to be a place where everyone finds a place and relationship. So let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for Street Soccer USA and we thank you for this church and all the ways and people you have gathered and so many different talents and gifts to make a difference in the world around us. We thank you for the ways in which our reach goes outside of this community and to so many others' lives and helping to provide clothing and provide food and provide space for relationships, safe relationships. God, we're so grateful for that. And we continue to think about and how you lead us into new places. And so, God, allow our gifts and talents to continue to grow in your strength to share your gospel with others. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.